This week's Come On, iPal is about the Daily Living Guidebook. This program began in July, and we have delivered all sorts of useful information to you, but there's only so much useful information that we can bring you each time. There are probably even topics that you as listeners would like to hear, right? Well, today, we would like to tell you about a way that you can answer some of the questions that arise from day to day while living in Kagawa. Questions like, what should I do when I had a traffic accident? I lost something. There's a gas leak. How should you deal with these types of problems that suddenly occur? Or what do you do when you want to send packages, find work, pay taxes, understand the Japanese education system or the medical system? This kind of important information about living in Kagawa is all bundled in a single booklet called the Daily Life Library. In your country and Japan, there are differences in culture and customs, and by not knowing the local rules, there's a chance that you could unintentionally trouble the Japanese residents around you. There's the old proverb, when in Rome, do as the Romans do, and it's important not just to live in Kagawa, but to follow the local rules where you live and build lots of great relationships with those around you. For that reason, we want people to read Daily Life Library, which is distributed for free through iPal Kagawa and can also be found online at the iPal website, www.i-pal.or.jp. So take a look. There's other information included, such as information about Japanese holidays and a map of central Takamatsu, so we think it's something that everyone in the family should read. There's also another useful publication called the Conversation Library. This booklet is designed for people who can't speak enough Japanese to successfully communicate what they want to say. It's written with English and Japanese side by side so that you can communicate by pointing. This book is also distributed for free through iPal Kagawa or can be found on the iPal website, www.i-pal.or.jp. This is a useful resource for people that come to Japan for a short period or for people with limited Japanese communication skills. Also, the International Affairs Division of the prefectural government has a free service called Providing Helpful Information for Your Daily Life. To provide all kinds of beneficial information, including these various types of English booklets, make sure to take advantage of this great resource. For more information about the Providing Helpful Information for Your Daily Life service, please contact the International Affairs Division at 087-832-3028. Come on, iPal! Next week's show will be in Chinese, so the next English broadcast will be on December 6th, Sunday, at 8:55 p.m. We will be talking about daily life advice and legal advice services. This is Jeremy, signing off.